A magnitude 4.5 earthquake was one of 8 recent aftershocks that rattled the North Coast, the most seismically active region in the contiguous United States. This sequence is a result of the large earthquake that struck at the end of 2024.
That's right. So everybody remembers what happened on December 5th. We had a magnitude 7 earthquake roughly 40 miles off of Cape Mendocino.
That was Lori Dangler, Professor Emeritus of Geology at Cal Poly Humboldt, widely regarded as the local earthquake expert.
And since then, we have had, let's see, my last count was 624 aftershocks of magnitude 1 and larger.
Although 600 aftershocks may seem like a large number, Dangler says it's pretty typical.
Magnitude 7 is considered a major earthquake. It's a big quake. It moved roughly 35 to 40 mile long section of fault where the rocks on either side were displaced on the order of several feet. And in the main earthquake, it didn't all rupture smoothly the same amount. Some patches moved a little more than others. And there's always stress at the ends because you're going from an area that slipped to one that didn't.
As a result, smaller seismic events are common.
Aftershocks are nature's way of kind of readjusting things.
The North Coast saw hundreds of aftershocks in the first few weeks following the magnitude 7 earthquake. While they are continuing to decrease over time, the largest aftershock in the sequence, a magnitude 5.3, occurred a week later.
And since then, it's kind of a stable period for aftershocks. We'll have a couple of days with very few, or maybe only one or two, and then we'll have days where we have 7 or 8. And one of those days happened to be yesterday. So we had 8 aftershocks recorded, including 2 that were in the magnitude 4 range, a 4.1 and a 4.5. And I know quite a few people felt that 4.5, and a fair number felt the 4.1.
But Dangler reassures that there is nothing unusual or unexpected about these aftershocks.
I mean, this is just think of nature trying to settle things back into a new state of equilibrium. We're quite likely to have more magnitude 4s. The USGS puts just under a 50% likelihood that we'll have another 4 in the next month. There's also a small chance that we could have something even larger. They put it at about a 6% chance of a magnitude 5 in the next month, and roughly 20% chance of a magnitude 5 over the next year. So aftershock sequences last a long time. And with a magnitude 7, I would expect we will continue to have aftershocks for probably another year.
As for how you know when the aftershock sequence is over.
When we're back to what the normal rate of activity on that fault was before that magnitude 7. And the Mendocino Fault is arguably the most active fault in the state of California. If you measure it by the number of magnitude 4 or larger earthquakes that occur each year. San Andreas does not produce as many magnitude 4 or larger earthquakes as the Mendocino Fault. And so it's just pumping out these magnitude 3s, 4s, 5s, some 6s, and occasional 7.
Notably, earthquakes cannot be predicted, nor can their severity. However, scientists are able to analyze historic data.
We don't think it's going to produce anything a whole lot larger than what we just experienced. In 1994, there was a 7.2. That's probably about as large an earthquake as we would expect to have on the Mendocino Fault. And what we experienced on December 5th was the part closest to the coast sort of the 40 miles just offshore of Cape Mendocino, that was the most likely to feel shaking on land. So if we were to have another seven in the near future, which is certainly possible, it would be most likely further offshore and wouldn't be felt as strongly.
While this fault may not experience another large earthquake in the near future,
We have plenty of other faults that could produce an entirely different earthquake sequence at any time.
the possibility of a magnitude 9 Cascadia subduction zone earthquake is slim, but not impossible. It is considered by experts to be one of the most dangerous earthquake faults in the world. Where smaller earthquakes can shake for seconds, a magnitude 9 would shake for minutes, likely triggering tsunamis along the entire northwest coast. Which is why Dangler says it is critical to prepare.
Well, I like to point people to our Living on Shaky Ground magazine, and I believe you've got a link to it on your website, but you can certainly always look at the digital version online at the Redwood Coast Tsunami Workgroup webpage, or you can call the geology department at Cal Poly Humboldt, and we're happy to send you a copy.
You can find a copy of Living on Shaky Ground on our website, as well as a photo of the recent earthquake activity at KMUD.org.